Says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So it was obvious that the way these guys were operating was not in the natural anymore, and they said this man must have spent time with Jesus. Lift up your right hands. I want to pray for you tonight. That by the time you leave this place and go back, some things will begin to work in your life and people will say they must have spent time with Jesus. Nobody comes to God's presence and goes back the same. Because in His presence there is healing. We have deliverance. There is power to save. So I decree and I declare tonight that as you leave this place, men will see the hand of God in your life. Come on, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and when they saw them, they knew this man must have been with Jesus. Something began to happen inside of them that they never experienced before. Peter, before this experience, had denied Jesus. Inside of him was a lion. He never knew he could roar until he had an encounter with God. And the Bible says he began to speak with boldness. And they said, this man must have spent time with Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Father, as I leave this mountain, let there be an evidence of your presence in my life. I don't know if you mean that, if that prayer means something to you. That as I leave this mountain, when I go back home, let there be an evidence that I have spent time with you. Something should shift in my life. There should be some changes in my life. Healings and deliverance, miracles, testimonies, something supernatural. Let something break through. Let something break through my life. Men will see that I'm no longer where I used to be. There is a change in the atmosphere. Something burst out of me. Lord, may I be a different individual when I leave this mountain. Open your mouth and make it a prayer. Bande kashan de krosatalaba. Libro zekalia sopa likash liha sota librakos bakusi elehosha. For and blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord. Forevermore, who reigns forever, oh, bless.
blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord.
Genesis, the Bible says that the serpent was so tricky, and so he walked up to Eve and began to say to Eve, "Did the Lord say you shouldn't eat of this?" Eve ignorantly engaged in that conversation, and she was deceived. The Bible says that all power belongs to Jesus. The devil has no power. What he has is gimmicks, tricks. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices, of the schemes of the enemy. So he tries to trick you, get into you, and take information from you and work against you. We're going to be praying as we leave this mountain. Lord, put in my life relationships that will help me fulfill my purpose. Because that little conversation Eve had with the serpent, turned her whole destiny around. What God originally had for her turned around because she engaged in a conversation with the wrong person. Lord, as I leave this mountain, put in my life relation. Now listen, Kabo, she at the house. Now listen, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came to Mary and said to Mary, "You're going to have a child." And Mary said, "How could this be?" Then the angel of the Lord said, "A power from on high shall overshadow you." So the child will come miraculously. Then after a while, the Bible says that Mary went to meet Elizabeth, and the child in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy. Now that's a relationship that there are some people you meet in life, those dreams, those visions, those aspirations, everything you've longed for begin to come out to life. To say, "Lord, as I leave this mountain, put in my life the right relationships." Come on, make it a prayer tonight. While we're living here, we're going to be praying for the oil now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Kaba Shale Brado Shata. Put in my life the right relationship. People that when I come in contact with, I begin to fulfill destiny. When I come in contact with, I begin to make progress. When I come in contact with, I begin to move forward. Every counselor of the enemy, Mara Kabash, every friend, every enemy that comes like a friend, that has counseled me against my marriage, counseled me against my children, counseled me against my purpose, counseled me against my ministry. Lord, I will not come across anyone again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Do you have your oil here tonight? If you have it, just open it. The Holy Spirit cannot be kept in a bottle, so we are not putting the Holy Spirit in that bottle. But it's just... it's going to be a contact point. Amen. Some of you, after you use that oil, you begin to prophesy. Sicknesses will be healed. There is power in the anointing. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, the Bible says they were gathered together in one accord. And suddenly, a sound from heaven. Some of you are going to experience those sounds. Just get it open. Spirit. Maya talakaba shabegabaha sotalabaha. Libro kose libaladaba shapalaba. Lift up those oil. Gabaye de gebo shalibaladaba shataya. Just keep playing that music. Oh, for fire, for fire. Bahabako Zali Braha Shatapa. You who never fails. Hey. Now, listen. I don't know who God is talking to. I am a very careful person. I don't say the Lord said when I know Him. I'm a very careful person. Because a lot of times people tend to act spiritual and tell lies. So I am very careful. I am not the type that will just easily say, and the Lord, no, I don't. There are some things wisdom will teach you. You don't even need the Lord to tell you. So I'm very careful. I don't come on stage to say, but I just heard something. God is saying to someone to do communion when you get home. I don't know what it is for, but I just heard say communion. So there's going to be a confirmation in your spirit, if it's you God is talking to, that communion, there's something He wants to do in your life. Communion. Amen. I just heard that. So it's going to confirm it in your spirit. You don't need to come out here. He will confirm it in your spirit. That is you. Communion, the bread and the blood. Now lift up this oil. The God who has never failed. Our King and our Father. Badagaho Shataha. The Bible says, whoever trusts in you will never be put to shame. The Bible says they look up to Him and their faces were enlightened and they were not ashamed. We have come here today looking up to Him. We look up to the hills wherein our help comes from. Our help comes from our God, the keeper of our lives. Bako Sali Gabayata Lahasumata Yata Kapashi Bahali Hasa Rihose Vali Graho Kali Abasha Mande Kusa Batahita Lata. We have these elements in our hand. The Holy Ghost, Mate Krihu Sali Bahash, Lepakuse Baliahatabayaha. We ask that your fire, Pama Supale, like the one that descended in the Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says, and suddenly let a sudden appearance of your power rest on this oil in the name of Jesus. Come on, let me hear your amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We use this as a point of contact to heal the sick. Ah, Yakosha, every dying business comes back to life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every scattered family, as they use this oil, Marako Zande Kupa Lekata Ikose Paruva Yikaza Ezikoto, every broken family, by the power of the word and by the power in the blood, as they use this oil, they begin to come back together again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to sugar diabetes. I speak to sugar diabetes. I speak to sugar diabetes. I speak to kidney disease. I speak to cancer. I speak to leukemia. I speak to pain. I speak to disease. I speak to high blood pressure. As you use this oil, Marco says, suddenly the healing of God will rest. Every closed doors will be open.
Amen.
Every closed doors will be open.
Amen.
Ah, Pako Saliga Bahasa Te Masota. The Bible says they said this man must have been with Jesus. Father, we ask tonight. Loproko Sande Kriko Sabalia da Bahashata. Lika Supa Ruta. The Bible says, and when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, it was like them that dreamt. Their mouths were filled with laughter. And people saw and said, the Lord must have done great things. As we use this oil, Ikaroka Bashatande Ki Pare, Liko Se Tatu Zavalia. your supernatural power, we intervene in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, we experience your healing. Those who are trusting you for something,